This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Jackson Worthington with the Hack Summer Pod, and I'm wondering if you've heard of Grok. It's an AI bot that lives inside X, and it's essentially an assistant which responds to prompts and works a bit like ChatGPT or Google Gemini. There's one thing that's a bit different. There are very few safeguards.
Tonight, Elon Musk's AI chatbot Grok coming under fire from regulators across the globe over a rise in non-consensual and sexualized deepfake images of women and children.
If you've been on X in the past week or so, you will have seen users prompt Grok to alter pictures. They might be asking it to change their own image or maybe make something completely new. But there's something more sinister going on too. Soon you're going to hear from some Aussies who have been caught up in this over the past couple of days and what X is doing about it.
I think it's the exact same as telling a woman she shouldn't drink if she doesn't want to be sexually assaulted. Like, yes, this is a risk that is involved with doing a certain type of work, but it shouldn't happen.
Elon and others are like, oh yeah, we're just providing tools people can do whatever they want with. They're going to break the law and we'll report them or whatever, but that's sort of after the horse has already bolted.
Okay. So the big trend on X in the past few days has been people asking Grok to create non-consensual sexual images of other users, mostly of women. And it's as simple as a one-line prompt. Hey Grok, put them in a bikini. Or hey Grok, turn this woman around.
They wanted to be violating. They wanted to humiliate and degrade me.
That's Ellie. She's an Aussie, she's in her mid-20s, and she's had dozens of fake images made of her. And it all started because she posted on X saying she didn't consent to Grok altering her photos. Ellie's an erotic model, she sells non-nude images and videos on subscription websites. She decided to post on X saying she didn't consent to Grok creating fake images of her after seeing it happen to other women she follows. And then this happened.
As soon as I explicitly said that I did not consent and I was not okay with it, it somehow enraged a bunch of men who then, to punish me, decided to generate said images. So there was one that was trying to shame me for showing skin on the internet, who generated an image of me into a burqa. There was another who decided I was supposed to be wearing less clothing and turned my shirt into a bikini, then to a micro bikini, then to dental floss, and then to get around Grok's safety features, asked it to cover me in donut glaze, which it did.
How did that feel when you saw all of that happening?
I felt pretty disgusted, but instead of it feeling like shock, it was more a grim acceptance that I knew this would happen.
Ellie is just one of potentially thousands of ex-users who have been targeted with these prompts. The targets range from celebrities to sports stars and even political leaders. I came across fake images of at least four Australian politicians while researching this. American content analysis firm CopyLeaks reckons Grok was generating roughly one non-consensual sexual image every minute in the 48 hours to December 31. Analysis out of the EU suggests a way higher number. Non-profit group AI Forensics analysed 20,000 images created by Grok and 50,000 requests from ex-users. It found more than half of the images created by Grok contain people in minimal attire and 81% of them are women. 2% of those posts depicted people appearing to be under the age of 18 too. So why is this happening? Well, it comes down to a lack of protection, really. Grok has very minimal safeguards to prevent these types of prompts. In the past few days, it has responded to users and said it would fix some issues, but in the meantime, these images are still being made. And some people think that controversy might be part of the point. Like Dr. Joel Scanlon, he's a senior lecturer at the Child Sexual Abuse Material Deterrence Centre at the University of Tasmania.
It's not a surprise. We're seeing the same thing again and again as AI companies roll out these tools without adequate safeguarding in place. We have a culture in the tech companies of move fast and break things. And in the context of AI, what we're seeing is a really rapid land grab, trying to get as much of the market share as possible. Anything that they can get into the press to sort of get their platform out there is seen as a bit of a positive. So it's profit over protection is what we're currently seeing. He sees it as being, hey, it's free speech, it's let's just use the tools in any ways that we can. That doesn't mean there's no societal impact.
The he Dr. Scanlon is referring to is Elon Musk, the owner of X and XAI. If you scroll Musk's X feed right now, you can see what Dr. Scanlon is talking about. There is one post addressing the controversy and saying anyone who uses Grok for illegal activity will be punished. But there are a lot more posts of him promoting Grok's new features and bragging about how it's now the number one AI app in more countries around the world. I tried to get in touch with xAI about this. I got what appears to be an auto-reply email saying legacy media lies. But on Friday, Grok started to deny users requesting images. The AI bot posted on X saying image generation had been limited to paying subscribers due to concerns over the creation of non-consensual sexual imagery. I also contacted the safety commissioner, who's previously had issues with Musk and X, and a spokesperson told me,
"We have received several reports relating to the use of Grok to generate sexualized images without consent. Some of those reports relate to images of adults, while some relate to images of what is potentially child sexual exploitation material. The reports are still being assessed, but the potential child exploitation material did not meet the classification threshold for Class 1 child sexual exploitation material, and therefore a takedown notice was not issued."
I also asked the AFP if it was investigating, because there are laws preventing people sharing sexual AI images of others without their consent. Spokesperson said the AFP is not currently investigating, but the increased prevalence of AI child exploitation material makes it harder to protect victims. So what happens now? Well, Dr. Scanlon says this is something that will only get worse until tech companies start putting safeguards in place. Because it's not just X where users are making deepfake abuse material.
What we're actually seeing is this growth that then actually is putting a massive burden on police in terms of what they can actually investigate. And also it means if they're struggling to investigate at all, we're also not getting justice for those young people who are being targeted. We've got a failure of actually achieving justice, and tools like Grok are just throwing oil on the fire of how much of this content is out there and the sort of strain it's putting on law enforcement to actually stop it, remove it, and indeed provide support through to those young people who have been targeted.
As for Ellie, she wants companies to give users the choice to opt out of generative AI.
There should be a very strict feature to allow people to opt out. I do not believe that if a person is detected by the AI, that the AI should be able to do anything with that. And I think that the platform should make sure that it is not possible unless that person turns on that feature.
Hack on Triple J.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Hack Summer Pod. We've got more stories coming up next week, and make sure you're following Triple J Hack on Instagram and TikTok. I'll talk to you soon.
Hack.